I saw something very interesting. It's not working. The Sefer Nesivos Sholem in Parashas Yisra, he writes that the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Ekev, Ki mo Hashem alekecha shol me'emoch kim liyirab. What does Hashem ask from you? Only to fear him. Chazal tell us on that. Al tikri mo, don't read it as what? Elameya 100. That's what we learn how to say 100 brachas every day. So you see, the Shom says, Al tikri mo elameya, meya is 100 days. And even in the secular world, 100 days is a big thing. They will talk about 100 days into the presidency, what did he do? Or you can go in New Hampshire in the summer, you'll see a sign there, 100 days until the snow season. So Zman of Achon, 100 days. So Nesivos Sholem writes, from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, tomorrow is Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, until Yom Kippur, is 100 days for preparation. Kim liyiru oisei, to learn how to fear Hashem, 100 days of Achonim. And he says the Rosh Teves of Tammuz are, Zman Tshuva Memashma Shabbat. The Zman of Tshuva is coming. You can feel already the Zman of Tshuva is coming. I don't know if any of you felt it yet. It's not Rosh Chodesh Tammuz yet. Yeah, you got till tomorrow, right? B'nai Yisoscha goes a little easier. He says, Ki mo Hashem alekecha shol me'emoch is Memhei, 45. There's 45 days from Tu Ba'av until Rosh Hashanah. It says 45 days of preparation. He says, that's when we start saying Ksiva Chasima Toiva. He says it's from Tu Ba'av. Okay, the parasha begins, Vayikach Koirach. And it's amazing how many pshatim there are on those two words. Vayikach Koirach. Koirach took, what did he take? Many different pshatim. And we won't go into the pshatim now. But one thing you see from this, the Torah starting off the Genai, degrading Korach with those two words. You see from that, whichever pshat you learn, the biggest degradation was Vayikach Korach. He was a taker. In life, you have to be a giver and not be a taker. The Pasuk then tells us, Rashi tells us, that Korach Pikechai was a smart man. How come he did such a thing? He says he saw Shmuel and Novi's going to come out of it. So Rav Haigon, he has a tshuva sefer. And by the way, incidentally, I don't know if I mentioned this before, don't call your children high. We mentioned this ever? Don't call your children high. His name wasn't High. So it'll be a problem if you name after him High. Rav Haigon means that gone. Just lost enough that. In other words, he was the gone, that gone. So in his tshuva sefer, he has one story. And obviously, if he puts that story in there, he obviously feels this story is a tremendous limud. And what's the story? There was a little fox caught by a lion. The lion is about to consume the fox. So the fox says to the lion, why do you want to eat me? I'm a scrawny little thing. I'll show you a nice big fat man, a gzunta man to eat. You'll get a good meal. A lot of flesh on him. So the lion says, I would love it, but I'm afraid. People have schusim. And if I eat a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish me. So the fox says to the lion, you might be the strongest of animals. I'm the smartest. I can tell you how these things work. I guarantee you, nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to your children. Maybe your grandchildren. He says, okay, show me. So he shows him the man, and the lion goes and he pounces on this man. But right where he lands next to the man, there was a pit, and he falls deep into that pit. He's looking up, trying to pull his way out, but he's stuck there, and he sees this fox looking down, smirking at him. He says to the fox, you lied to me, you lied. He says, no, he didn't. He says, you told me nothing will happen to me. He says, no, this isn't because of your chet. This is because of your grandfather's chet. So the lion says, why should I be punished for my grandfather's chet? So the fox says, it's interesting. You didn't have that question a few minutes ago. Before, when he told him nothing happened to him, only his grandchildren, then it didn't bother the lion. All of a sudden now he has these kashas. It doesn't make sense to him. And in life, we act like that. Whenever there's something we want to do, we don't think of all the questions. It doesn't make sense. We pounce right in without thinking at all. So it's easy for us to ask kashas and Korach. But Korach Pikechai was a smart man. He found something to be told. Oh, Shmuel's going to come out of him. That's enough reason. It doesn't have to make sense. To us, it makes sense because we don't have the Yetzirah. When they have the Yetzirah, it's very hard to think straight. When Chana davened for a child, what did she daven? So the Gemara Brachos tells us she davened. Shouldn't be too tall, not too short. You can understand that. She wasn't looking for an NBA player. But then she said also, Loi chacham v'loi tipesh. Not smart, not too smart, and not stupid. So understand loy tippish. Why does she ask for somebody not smart? So Rashi learns pshat over this. Shelo yateima bein abrias. People shouldn't say, wow, incredible person, and make an ayin hara on him. That's how Rashi learns. But I saw a pshat. Why didn't she want too smart? Because who was Shmuel Zayda? Kairach. Rashi in this week's parasha tells us. Kairach saw Shmuel's going to come out of him. So she knew what was Kairach's downfall. Kairach's downfall was Pikeachaya. He was Nibbachach and was too smart. She was scared that the Einikol should be like the Zayda. I don't know any of his genes at all. He shouldn't be too smart. He shouldn't be like the Zayda Kairach. So they get into this argument over here, and he tells them, Kairach says, Kola is Eida Kulam Kadoshim. Everybody is holy. Lomitis Nasu. Why do you raise yourself up? Who do you think you are? The Ksav Sofer has a fascinating pshat. He says that Yesoid, which he brings also from his father, Chasam Sofer says is Yesoid, that we think if somebody is part from a mitzvah and is doing another mitzvah, it's perfect. It's perfection. The person is a perfect person. He brings the he doesn't bring really yet. Gedal Yeshua brings the Rishalmi that says that there's a child who saw some Tanoim walking along. And he goes over to them and said, I can see you didn't say Krishma today. You could see on their face they didn't say Krishma. So he said, yeah, because we were Isaac in Pidyon Shvuyim. So that means they were part from Krishma. Isaac mitzvah, part from the mitzvah. But the child was still able to see on their face. How could he see it if they were perfect people? Pshat is, why did the Rabbeinu Shlom make it that these people have to give up Krishma to do the mitzvah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it in such a way that they don't have to give up the mitzvah. Obviously, the Rabbeinu Shlom wasn't chashuv enough somehow the Rabbeinu Shlom should do that for them. There was something missing in the chesaron in them. It's it says by Mordechai, Rotsu l'roi vechov. Not everybody was so happy with Mordechai. Pirush mimena miksa Sanhedrin, Chazal tell us. Some of them went away from him. Why? Because he went down in the rankings in Torah. He fell in Madrega. Why? Because he was busy with Hatzolz Nefoshes. That was the right thing to do. He was saving Klal Yisrael. So what was the Taina? The Taina was, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that he couldn't learn? That he had to busy with Hatzolz Nefoshes. There was something missing in him. That had a Taina on him. So the Ksav Sofer says, this is what Kairach's Taina on Moshe was. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the big leader. What do you think? Why are you the leader? You're busy with Klal Yisrael taking care and everything. Lomitis Nasa, who do you think you are? Why are you raising yourself up? Kal Hashem. Koleida Kulim Kadoshim. We're all holy. Forget we're better than you. We're able to do mitzvahs and you can't. You're busy with Tzorchei Tzibur. And that's why in the Pasuk he says, Moshe says to him, the one who Hashem chooses, who HaKadosh? Why does he have to say, just say, and Hashem will choose? Why does he have to say, who HaKadosh? It's like Ksav Sofer is stressing. You might think the one Hashem chooses is not the Kadosh. That's the one the Rabbeinu Shlom isn't interested in at all. He gives him the dirty work to do. No. The one Hashem, this is a test us, who HaKadosh. The one the Rabbeinu Shlom wants to run Klal Yisrael. It doesn't work with the regular rules over here. And of course, he doesn't go on to explain why not. That needs Hezbollah. Why doesn't it work with those rules of, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to him then? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu could handle both. So Moshe sends a message to Dothan Vaviram. And they answer him back with tremendous chutzpah. Ah, Floyer's chazal, Advashe Visoni, you didn't bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And then they say, Ha'ene ha'noshim ha'im t'naker. Loi nale. Even if you take out the eyes, ha'im of those people, we're not going to go up. Who are those people? So Rashi learns pshat, ha'noshim ha'im, ka'odom ha'toylik ilos b'chaveroi. He doesn't want to say a klal on himself. So he talks about other people. But they meant, you blind us, we're not going up. They were talking about themselves. The Zeporonus learns, not like that. You think you're going to blind us? But even meaning, you think you can bluff us? It's just a loshnov. You're not going to bluff us. We're not going up. Targum Yonison learns another pshat. Targum Yonison, if you look at the Purish Yonison underneath, where he explains it, he says what he means is, it's going on the umos shari Eretz Yisrael, the nations in Eretz Yisrael, He says, are they blind that we just walk into Eretz Yisrael? It's not so simple. We're not going up. Are you going to, is HaKadosh Baruch going to make them blind? So it's going on. They're almost in Eretz Yisrael. A third pshat. Now the run in the Dorim learns clearly like Rashi. Because the Gemara says there that in Shemois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, you can go back to Mitzrayim because the people want to kill you. Meisu HaNoshim, they've died already. Those people are after you. Who are those people? Dosan Vaviro. So what does it mean they're dead? So what it means they're dead is they became poor, and Oni is Choshev Kemes. A poor person is like his dead. So the Ran asks, there are four people considered like dead. And the Ran goes through, there's an Oni, a Suma, a Metzora, somebody other children. So how do you know those people who are seeking to kill you? How do you know it means they lost their money? Maybe it's one of the others. Or maybe it means dead mamish. Actually dead. So it can't be they're dead, because Dosan Vavirum, they appear later on in the Torah. So it doesn't mean actually dead, but it's one of these four. So how did the Gemara know it means that they lost their money? So he goes through each one of them. And when it comes to explaining how do you know that they weren't blind, so he says, because in this week's parasha they said, are you going to blind us? Obviously they weren't blind. So clearly he's learning pshat like Rashi. However, there's a peladika Namuk Yosef for a fourth pshat that we didn't see yet in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan says that if Bezdin sends a shliach Bezdin to somebody, sends a summons, a subpoena, and that person is mevaza, disgraces the shliach Bezdin, the shliach Bezdin can come back to Bezdin and say what happened. It's not Lashon Hara, he doesn't need to aid him. He could just come back and say it himself. And that is not Lashon Hara. Gemara in Moed Katan. So on that Gemara, the Gemara says, how do you know the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to go back? Because in this week's parasha, Moshe sent the Shliach Bezdin to Dosan Vaviro. They said, are you going to blind us? They sent, are you going to blind the people, whoever these people are? The Shliach Bezdin came and told it to Moshe. How do you know they told it to Moshe? Because Moshe writes it in the Torah. So Moshe wrote in the Torah, he knew what they had said. How did he know? It must be from the Shliach Bezdin. You see, a Shliach Bezdin is allowed to say the Lashon Hara. On that, the Mekhi Yosef said, what did they, how did they disgrace? What did they do? So he says, Dichsev, Ho'ina Anoshe Mitanaker, says the Mekhi Yosef, Va'amoshe Ka'ama. It was going on Moshe, blinding Moshe's eyes. Now, I don't know how you fit that in the Pasuk, but that's another pshat. Somehow, it was going on Moshe. And that's a bizoyan to go and say, to be Mevaz and say, we're going to blind your eyes. That's a chutzpah to say. Now, the problem is, how does Rashi learn this Gemara? What was the chutzpah? Unless you say, by saying they're going to blind their eyes, somehow that's a chutzpah, but that isn't the same type of chutzpah then. But here you see, again, a fourth pshat. Okay. There's a fascinating Bal HaTurim on this week's parasha, but it's not written in this week's parasha. It's written in Parashas Va'era. In this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a test to see who the chosen one is. Each shaved has to put a stick in front of the Aaron. Aaron will put a stick and everybody else puts a stick. And the chosen one, his stick will flower. What happened? They all put their sticks and Aaron's sticks flowered. And the Pasuk says Moshe went to take out the sticks and listen to what the Bal HaTurim says. He's going on the Pasuk, another story with sticks. Vaya in parches vo'ero, vayashlichu ish mateu. Each person threw a stick. Vayu saninim, they turned into snakes. Vayivla mate Aaron's matoisam. Aaron's stick swallowed up their sticks. Right? But the snakes, we all know that portion. Says the Bal HaTurim on that pasuk. The Medrash says, Shegamba maisa kairach, bola mate Aaron matoisam. Aaron's stick swallowed their sticks. Because the pasuk says, it says the Loshna now in this week's parasha, Vayikach Moshe es ha-matois. He took the sticks. The word matois is written chosavov. Moshe took out only one stick. There was only one stick to take out because Aaron's stick swallowed the other sticks. And then afterwards it spat them out. And only his Aaron's stick had the flowers on. Ukoshoitzio, when he took them out, oz chosapoltam. It spat them out. Now it's very difficult to understand the Bal HaTurim. We understand why over here in Vo'era, Aaron's stick swallows the snakes. That was the point of the nest. Over here, the test was, whose stick has flowers? Whose did? Aaron's. That's a good enough nace. Why does Aaron's stick have to swallow their stick? The pshat is, you have to say pshat is, because where were the sticks placed? Next to the Aaron. There's so much kedusha by the Aaron. Automatically, nisim are going to happen. Every stick would have flowered if they would have been left there. The only way the other sticks didn't flower in that Makom Kodesh is they were next to the Makom Kodesh. Aaron's stick made a mechitza. It swallowed all the other sticks. Then afterwards, Moshe took out Aaron's stick and spat them out. But they had to be taken. They could not be next to the Aaron because they would have flowered. And that's why it says, we say tonight in Davening, Shesulim Beveis Hashem, something planted in the house of Hashem, the Chatzar Yisalekeinu Yafrichu. Automatically, it's going to flower out in the house of Hashem. So after they all get swallowed up, the Chol Yisrael Asher Sviv Yoseim Nosu, they all fled L'Koilam. They fled from the sounds. Ki Omru, they said, Pen Tivloenu Aretz. In case we get swallowed up. It's a funny lashon in the Pasuk. Nosu, they fled. What should it say? Mikoilam, from the sounds. What does the Pasuk say? Nosu L'Koilam. They fled to the sounds. What does that mean? So Rashi says, L'Koilam Bishvil HaKoil. So Rashi teaches, Pasha teach, how we were teach, it means from the koil. The Kleyoka says pshat like this, Mikoilam Mipoilei Lameima. It should have said Mikoilam. And where did they run from? You can't run from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, pshat is, the Chazal, Gemara Bava Basra tells us, the Koirech Vadosei under the ground, they're saying Moshe Emes, V'Torosei Emes, V'Heim Badoim. And every, it so happens, it's also negated Rish Chodesh. Every Rish Chodesh is when they say it, under the ground. So he says over the Klei Yaakov, Ois HaKoil, Hiskel Levatsas Miyad. The second they went under, they started saying it. Ola Ois HaKoil HaYoytsim Yimokim Abliya, from that sound that went out, Nosu, because they went to hear it, they heard the sounds coming out, they're talking. They wanted to hear, they ran there to hear what they're saying. Why did they want to hear? So you think, just shtick, it's interesting, you want to know. It's the reason they went to hear. Ki sovru mistama, hey misvadim al chatom. What are you doing now? They're confessing their sins. V'rotza leida, ma yu ikechotom. They wanted to know what they did wrong. We don't afford into that same trap. So they wanted to know what the chet was. They can protect themselves from it. They shouldn't be over that avera.